from Oroville. Friday, July 13th, 2007. On microphone, Orasha.
And Marlenka.
Here's Kathy telling us about the 7707 live Earth event relating to awareness of global warming.
My name is Kathy. So we're setting up for the live Earth event tonight. This is Oroville's participation as part of a series of concerts and events that are happening all around the world today on the 7th of the 7th 07, to bring more awareness to global warming. Okay, I'm one of the organisers of this program, so living in Oroville, and yeah, we're a team of people with Tlaloc and Mark doing food and Ricardo, and actually it's been a nice spontaneous coming together of a group of us to just try to be part of this event, which we felt was really a significant global wave to bring awareness to something which affects the whole planet. Dinner at 6 o'clock, it'll be an organic vegan dinner with mostly locally prepared food. And then from 7 o'clock, as a sort of background, we'll be streaming some of the live events that are happening around the world. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll start our Oroville program. So Paul will be doing the MC, and we will have, first of all, a video that was produced at Transition School with interviews with kids about their awareness on global warming and also what are their dreams for the future. It's a really nice little DVD. And then different people will present their initiatives in Oroville. We've got Uma speaking about small steps, Marty looking at some of the waste problems in the local area, Olivia will speak about biodegradable plastic bags, Chandresh about transport initiatives, Hemant about some of the initiatives from CSR, and then a number of presentations relating to organic food. And then we're going to show this Al Gore video, which he made specifically for this event around the world, which is actually explaining a pledge that he's inviting the people of the world to make to really participate in their own personal way towards ending global warming. And then finally, we'll have music for dancing. Earth Day and Live Earth. Live Earth, from what I can understand, it's a particular, like, it's been really an initiative to mark this one day with concerts, actually, and parties. It's really been an initiative to bring people together and align around this vision. I think Earth Day was more of a program to bring awareness, but it didn't have this concentration of organisation what this event has. Yeah, well, there's this organisation called Avaaz who have been responsible for coordinating all of these initiatives, and they've been preparing people around the world for hosting these events and parties and setting a number, like creating this pledge that they're asking people to sign. And it's been just a much more coordinated effort to focalise this awareness on global warming in particular. So the focus is also global warming, whereas Earth Day was much, I think, more general, although global warming has been a global agenda item for the last couple of years for sure. What we're looking at here is live streaming of the concert, which is happening as we speak in Sydney, Australia. And yeah, I'm not actually that technically savvy here, so it's, I don't know how to change it, but there are a number of concerts that are happening at this moment in different countries of the world, and we have the possibility to screen and simulcast basically these events, so it gives a feeling more than anything of being part of this movement around the world.
Those doubting the efficacy of EM, that is, effective microorganisms, should have been witnessing a phenomenon during this week's repair work at Pitanga. Being a public service, there is concern about hygiene in the bathrooms. One measure for keeping the bathrooms free from odor is that every evening after closing, all the toilets are flushed with a mixture of 5 mLs of EM added to 1 liter of water. The septic tanks had to be opened for repair. It was found that there was no smell coming from the septic tank, which was filled with water and sediments up to the rim, and the second septic tank contained clear water only, which had, again, no odor.
Training workshop in EM technology on Friday, 20th July 2007, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the CSR seminar room. This workshop focuses on benefits of EM in composting and solid waste management, sewage treatment, sanitation, and hygiene management. Interested Orvillians are welcome to join without financial obligations, and guests are requested to pay a nominal contribution towards expenses. All are requested to register their participation with the EcoPro office. Call 0413-290-6482.
The Live Earth Pledge. To demand that my country join an international treaty within the next 2 years that cuts global warming pollution by 90% in developed countries and by more than half worldwide in time for the next generation to inherit a healthy Earth. To take personal action to help solve the climate crisis by reducing my own carbon dioxide pollution as much as I can and offsetting the rest to become carbon neutral. To fight for a moratorium on the construction of any new generating facility that burns coal without the capacity to safely trap and store the carbon dioxide. To work for a dramatic increase in the energy efficiency of my home, my workplace, school, place of worship, and means of transportation. To fight for laws and policies that expand the use of renewable energy sources and reduce dependence on oil and coal. To plant new trees and to join with others in preserving and protecting forests, to solving the climate crisis and building a sustainable, just, and prosperous world for the 21st century. And that's the Live Earth Pledge.
1 hour of global meditation to heal the earth at 11:11 a.m. GMT on the 17th of July, 4:41 p.m. Indian time. Check at www.firethegrid.com. What causes more greenhouse gas emissions? Rearing cattle or driving cars? Surprise! According to a new report published by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the livestock sector generates more greenhouse gas emissions globally as measured in CO2 equivalent, minus 18% than the transport sector. It is also a major source of land and water degradation. The figures. Human population on the planet, 6.6 billion. Land animals alone slaughtered for food last year, 56 billion. India's cattle herd, nearly 14% of the global total. Britain's Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, DEFRA, is considering recommending eating less meat as one of the key environmental behavior changes needed to save the planet. A related article on Britain's initiative to cut methane emissions by changing the cow's diet can be found in The Hindu, July 11th.
The Working Committee in Oroville Council consider it necessary that the system of decision-making by the Residents' Assembly is clarified. Oroville has often endeavored to make decisions through consensus instead of through voting. This is based on our spiritual aspiration and on our endeavor to find a solution that can satisfy all. However, this attempt has also sometimes blocked situations from getting resolved. The problems of everyday life have often many possible solutions, some equally good and backed by equally valid arguments. But if the issues remain hotly contested, a solution through voting is the only way out.
The shift of the Free Store from Bharat Niwas building to the new complex located in the New Portus distribution area will take effect from the 1st of August 2007. During the transition, we would like to kindly remind all users that the Free Store will remain closed for 2 weeks from July 16th to July 31st.
The former Solar Cafe was closed down for good at the end of last April. The management has been taken up by the Solar Kitchen management. Reopening is hoped for somewhere at the beginning of August. Any Aurovillian or newcomer interested to join may meet with Ramesh in the dining hall entrance on Monday the 16th at 1:30. At the amphitheater, Savitri reading on Thursday, 19th July, 6 p.m. All are welcome to listen to Sri Aurobindo's epic poem Savitri, Book 9 and 10, The Debate of Savitri with Death, read by the mother with Sunil's music, under the vast open sky at sunset.
Somatics is a system of slow, mindful movements. It is gentle, easy, and effective way to help manage chronic and acute pain. Other benefits include more ease in the body, better posture, and deep relaxation. Starting Monday, 16th July in Verity Hall at 2:30 p.m. For further information, please call Maggie on 948-662-3465 or 2622-320.
Tai Chi Chuan Stevanovich's Method, Tai Chi Hall in Changa, 23rd through 28th of July, a short intensive course. Monday to Saturday, 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. Beginners, Qi and Tai Chi Basics. Information and bookings, Marco, 262-2432, or email Marco at marcoavc@oroville.org.in.
Salsa classes for beginners start on Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. at the New Creation Gym. The course will go on for 8 weeks. Please call 994-310-6616 or send an email, stfph@orville.org.in.
Cinema at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nevas on Friday, the 20th of July, 7:30 p.m. Cause Toujours, Come Off It, directed by Jean Laboum, France, 2001. Original French version with English subtitles. A short documentary called Preserving the Film Heritage on the work of the National Film Archive of India in Pune and made by Orofilm in March this year will be presented before the film. The Cinema Paradiso at Town Hall Complex reopens its gates, still looking to find the best solution. Sincere thanks to all the people who helped with their contributions or their personal involvement.
The news is an echo of the activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website, auroradio.org.
Thank you for listening.